The IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, they meet periodically to look at where the planet's going in terms of global warming. So in this particular plot here, they're looking at the projected temperature as we move forward to the end of the current century. And you can see that they have projections from a whole suite of models. And we have emissions, which are conservative, which are these guys in red here. The whole suite of models are run with those range of emissions, and we end up with a potential range of temperatures. Then we get the worst case scenario for emissions, and they run the models again, and get a much larger range of temperatures coming out of the models. And the sad reality at the moment, this thing was done in 1990. This was the worst case scenario. We are tracking way worse than the worst case scenario. But at the time, everybody thought this was actually a quite a conservative sort of thing, these emissions in blue. But we're now tracking way worse than that. So we actually have got no worst case scenario that we're using at the moment for the model. So things are looking pretty ordinary. The measured shift at the moment, I've got a half degree down there. It's now more like about 0.7 of a degree C in the measured change in the global temperature. The climate models then are around that half a degree C. They're not too far off, but the error bar is the same size as the value that they're predicting, which means you have limited confidence that they've actually predicted anything usefully. Now, to get some confidence in your model, you should be able to look at that model and predict a few known events. So these guys then predicting that by 2040 there'll be a 1 degree C increase in temperature, and by the end of the current century then we could be into some pretty hot sort of weather.